Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us here today. And another Read the Word, where we're going to be adding another day of reading through the Word of God, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, all in one year. Chronologically, it's a whole new deal for me doing it chronologically and out loud, but that's all right. It's been a great year and we've learned a lot. You know, this is July 5th and we've all got July 4th in our mind here in America. There's a great verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. The Apostle Paul said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And do not be again entangled with the yoke of bondage." And of course, Paul's talking about don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage of the law. You've been made free. And the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus hung on the tree and delivered us from the curse of the law. And yet it's very true about you and I as we shed the chains of Great Britain and you know, the monarchy and just overbearing rule. We established a nation in which God is our God, and he truly is our king and not a man. And our great freedoms have been tried and tested many times here. Million Americans have given their life, men and women. And yet, we always stand fast in that liberty. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And all the isms that's tried to stand up and destroy it, it's not going to happen. Long will this land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. And, you know, the glory doesn't go to the man who's standing a pointing finger. The glory goes to the man that's in the arena. He's got blood and sweat and tears on his face. He may try and fail, but he will never be one of those lifeless souls that have never tried anything and never got anything accomplished. And I kind of slaughtered that quote, but it's a good one. Look it up. It's called The Man in the Arena. Well, and if you want to hear it, listen to Brother Dutch Sheets today on GiveHim15.com, a powerful prayer warrior and believes in the United States of America as a man of God, believing we should get the politics and God Almighty hand in hand. Nobody can overcome us then. Not church, not religion. God and the political structure we have, the Constitutional Republic, and nothing can overcome us. Well, that's my 4th of July word on the 5th. I always like to do something on the next day. Let's pray our opening prayer, and we'll get right into the Word of God for today. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, here we go. 2 Kings chapter 14. 2 Kings 14. And last night we saw Elisha the prophet, lived his life, prophesied through his days, and went on out of here. Mighty man of God. put his bones, his body in a tomb in a cave, and an army coming through with a dead warrior they were carrying with them, threw him in that tomb, and as soon as his body hit Elisha's bones, he was raised from the dead. That's one of the amazing miracles of the Old Testament. His bones had so much of the anointing of God that when a dead body landed on him, brought to life. Right here out of the Bible. Yeah, it's not a fairy tale. It's real. Here we go. 2 Kings chapter 14. Let me get this note up here where I can see it. In the second year of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name, Jehoadan of Jerusalem. I think it's very interesting that the mother's names are being named. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his father David. He did everything as his father Joash had done. And rightfully so, that's how it happens. We imitate our fathers. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. We all imitate our father until we look at what our father did and said, well, I better be like my dad, just in a better place. However, the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And it happened as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. Well, yeah, probably so. But the children of the murderers he did not execute, according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, in which the Lord commanded, saying, fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers. But a person shall be put to death for his own sin. Verse 7, he killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Selah by war, called its name Bactria to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us face one another in battle. And Jehoash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife. And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Glory in that, and stay at home. For why should you meddle with trouble so that you fall, you and Judah with you? It's quite a parable right there. Object lesson, whatever you want to call it. There's one more word for it. I haven't had that word in a while. But anyways, Amaziah would not heed. Therefore, Jehoash, king of Israel, went out. So he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel. Every man fled to his tent. Then Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. And he went to Jerusalem, both down the wall of Jerusalem, from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and all the silver, all the articles that were found in the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did, his might and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam, his son, in his place. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. The rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Verse 23. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Don't make people sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, of the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, all that he did, his might, how he made war, how he recaptured from Israel, from Damascus and Hamath, what had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jeroboam rested with his father, the kings of Israel. Then Zechariah, his son, reigned in his place. It's just interesting to me. You would think that paying attention to what the last guy did that was evil, you could learn, I need to not do that because God's going to be after me. And I don't know, life teaches you that. Life teaches you that. Second Chronicles 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king. He reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Think about it now. Kings and Chronicles are pretty much the same. However, we always see something a little different. And they're both recordings of the same period of time. And yet we'll see different things in each one of these, and it's what the Holy Spirit decided to do. And what are you going to do? You're going to read the Bible, and you're going to grow, and you're going to develop, and you're going to learn, and you're going to say, well, thank you. Here we go, 25. I'm in verse 2, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Happened as soon as the king was established for him that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. However, did not execute their children, but did as is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, the fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Nobody dies for it. You die for yourself. Verse 5, moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, according to their father's house throughout all the Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. He hired them. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow. Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? The man of God answered and said, don't be so stupid next time. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Got paid to do something that he didn't do. Be angry. Then Amaziah strengthened himself, and leading his people, he went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of the people of Seir. Also, the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of the rock, cast them down from the top of the rock, so that they were all dashed in pieces. But as for the soldiers of the army which Amaziah had discharged, so that they would not go with him to battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth Horon, killed 3,000 in them, and took much spoil. Now it was so, after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the people of Seir, set them up to be his own gods, and bowed down before them and burned incense to them. Just don't do that. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, why have you sought the gods of the people who could not rescue their own people from your hand? That's a really good question. So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, have we made you the king's counselor? Cease. Why should you be killed? And the prophet ceased and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice. Amaziah, king of Judah, asked advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, come, let us face one another in battle. And he went past the prophet's word. And Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle was in Lebanon, sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife. And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. Indeed, you say that you have defeated the Edomites, and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home now. Why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall? You and Judah with you. He got warned in the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles. But Amaziah would not heed, for it came from God that he might give them into the hand of their enemies because they sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went out, and he sent Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, brought him to Jerusalem, broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits, took all the gold, all the silver, all the articles that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, the treasures of the king's house, and hostages, and returned to Samaria, took Obed-Edom. Leave the man alone. Verse 25, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. That was misprinted back there. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, from first to the last, indeed, they're written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the cities. Now, let's circle the wagons here. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. Don't be dumb. If right now in this whole thing in the United States of America, you're finding yourself on any political issue standing with the perverse and the reprobate and the violent and those filled with hatred and you're a believer, you don't have to have a word of knowledge or wisdom or tongue and interpretation to get you to move away from the perverse people. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, come out from among them and be ye separate. And do not touch the unclean thing. And he said, and then I'll be a father to you. But God's nature is already in you. But if you refuse to bring it on yourself, then he has to allow you to chase the nature of Satan and its lies and its death and its pain. And yet our Father loves you. And as soon as you turn toward him, prodigal son story was not about a young man that went away and blew his money. The prodigal son story in Matthew chapter 15:25, I'm missing the reference, but the story is not about a son that comes back. That story about a son that finally realizes, I am royalty, and I got to start acting like a family member here. Yeah, quit acting like a servant. That's the power of that story. Done gone to preaching or something. You stand up for you and God. Get your ear, this inner one, connected so that you can hear the voice of God every day. God wants to be one. God wants you to be one with him. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. We always want to make sure we give everyone an opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation. Father, you pray it after me, and in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day, you say. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life right now. Receive you, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. All of it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. You did it. You prayed the prayer. You might say, well, that's it, Pastor. That's all I got to do. No, that's the first step. With that prayer, Jesus' blood goes into effect and purges all your sins, makes you right with God, reconciled with the Father. And that's what you're experiencing right now. You're filled with light, filled with the life of God, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty by the Spirit has moved in on the inside of you. From this day forward, what you got to do is figure out who God is. Not figure out, get the revelation of who God is in this book. That's your responsibility. Wake up every morning when you're looking up at that ceiling before you get out of bed and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me walk with you every day. And then he will. Talk to him all day long about whatever's going. A thought will come. A reasoning will come. You'll be like, wow, that'd work. And that's the voice of the inner voice of the Spirit leading you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And you'll be right with God. Now think about it. You just went from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. You're adopted into the family of God. And according to Romans 8:14, You are literally an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Welcome to the family. My email address and website's right there in the notes of this program. Make sure you connect with us in communion, prayer, and our communion service is there, a written form. You can receive communion every day. I encourage you to do it. I've got a bunch of playlists here on YouTube of messages where you can just click the first one and then just start listening to them all the way through. And I tell you, anybody that gets connected and just stays connected for 6 months, you won't be the same person in 6 months. God will change your whole life. But it's because he's rewarding those who diligently seek him. And that's your life. You seek him and you'll find it. Well, that's all we have for today. Right here in the notes, you can find a playlist for all that starts in Genesis chapter 1 until today. And you can start right at the beginning and go through them again. Some of you have binge-watched movies and sitcoms and all that stuff. And binge-watch the Word of God. Yeah. Yeah, do that. And watch God begin to minister to your life every day. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, mercy, and grace that you have given to us in Jesus' mighty name. Till I see you again, remember, like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that every time we're on, you will be notified. We can be a blessing to you. Until we see you again, that's what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus will always be Lord. See you soon.